Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited, folks, because next Monday is the 200th anniversary of the Meadville Chamber of Commerce. The original, I've actually seen the document, ladies and gentlemen. I've actually seen the words written on paper that were created for 200 years ago this coming Monday, February the 5th, in Meadville, Pennsylvania, which created the organization, the group, the agreement among business people in Meadville, Pennsylvania, which became the Chamber of Commerce. This is the 200th anniversary of the Meadville Chamber of Commerce, including the original organization. In those days, they didn't call them actually Chambers of Commerce. For example, the very first one was called the Society for the Encouragement of Domestic Manufacturers and the Useful Arts. Now, if that isn't a Chamber of Commerce, I don't know what is. And the president and CEO of that organization is Charlie Anderson, and I think he's with us now. Charlie, we're still getting Charlie. Charlie's a popular guy. He's a very popular guy. He's moving around all over the place. He's got other radio interviews. He's got TV interviews. He's got all kinds of stuff going on, helping his organization get ready to celebrate this great anniversary. Charlie, are you there?
Here, sir.
There you go. Hey, Charlie. Charlie's on the cell phone because he's a busy guy. As I said, he's moving around. Hey, my friend, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
We're doing good. It's good to have you here.
Thank you. It's great to be on. It's great to be here. You know, great to be anywhere.
So I know you're on the move. I know you're on the move, Charlie. Right?
Yes. I'm not right now. I'm in the vehicle.
You're in the vehicle on the move, aren't you? Well, I'm looking forward to being with you guys next week.
We're looking forward to having you. I wanted to alert you to wear your long johns.
It's going to be cold, isn't it?
Supposed to be the coldest weekend of the season for us.
Yeah, probably. Well, if I come up there, it'll probably be the coldest weekend in history. But anyway, I'm looking forward to it, and I've got some information here, folks, that Charlie has sent me. By the way, Charlie and I have gotten to know each other in the last year, and we spent a good bit of time together back in August when I was with the American Chamber of Commerce executives at their conference back in August in Cleveland. And Charlie and I have been talking for a long time, and so we've been working on getting me up to Meadville to speak and to help them whoop it up on behalf of the Chamber of Commerce for a long time. But Charlie, this whole thing got started February 5th, 1807, the Society for Encouragement of Domestic Manufacture and the Useful Arts. You showed me the document that actually, yes, that you have in your possession that is actually gave rise to what is now the Meadville Chamber of Commerce.
That's right. That's correct. And it's kind of interesting. One of the Erie, Pennsylvania called me the other day and wanted a little interview. And they said, you know, what's interesting is the people back then, the Meadville population was about 400 then, where it's about 14,000 now.
Right.
And those people said they needed to get together to promote the community and business. And ironically, that's still our mission.
Well, that's what I was saying when I read the some of the things that have been written over the years about what that organization was to do. It sounded like a Chamber of Commerce to me.
Isn't that the truth? And that was the interesting story of the gentleman from the media here. Both the Meadville paper and the Erie paper have asked. They said, isn't it ironic that 200 years ago they said we need to work together to promote our community, our area, and our businesses? And here we are 200 years later. That's still our mission in our chamber.
Well, here's the 1820 document, words from the 1820 document that was the next iteration of your chamber. The Society for Promoting Agriculture, Domestic Manufacturers, and Economy. And the first words that they created in 1807 was the, had the, included the word encouragement, and the second group of words that they created includes the word promoting. Which,
well,
which is
interesting. The encouragement came about because as I when I was there, let me tell you.
Yeah, you weren't actually one of the founders, though, were you, Charlie?
I've been accused of it. I deal with a little bit of local harassment on this, you know.
Well, so you probably deserve that.
Go ahead, Charlie.
You probably deserve that because I know you're a harasser yourself.
I've been known to throw a few things out and about. But anyways, back then, the encouragement was, as I was with a local historian, Ann Stewart, yesterday, and she said the encouragement was that back then they would give tax breaks and land breaks to people who would pull their manufacturing plant into Meadville.
Right.
And it's ironic that right now one of the streets in Meadville is North Street, and back then that was the north side of town. And which right now is downtown, you know.
Right, right.
It's always interesting when you get into history and some of the people talk about it. Ironically, Jim, Monday, the lady that's our historian that's done all this research is going to give a little quick 5-minute or so rendition of the history of the chamber before you speak.
Oh, man, I can't wait to hear that.
She's very good. She's the one that found that document that you read. And she also did that little biography on the various changes of the chamber before it actually became, before Chambers of Commerce started and we joined the chamber.
Absolutely. No, it's a great story. It's a wonderful story. As my audience knows, Charlie, I'm an out-of-control advocate for Chambers of Commerce. I think every business owner should be a member of at least one Chamber of Commerce. And if they're not, I expect him to explain to me why they're not a member of the chamber.
I'm with you. We're in a small area, and frankly, we have, I think, 660 members in our town.
Wow.
It was a little over 300 when I took over 10 years ago.
Right.
And we work at it, and staff works at it, and we've done the ambassador's role, and we've done it where the board members have to get a member, and we've done all kinds of tricks and trades, but it comes down to doing a good job. And fortunately, we've had a lot of people that walk in and say, hey, I'd like some information on your chamber, and tell me what you got to offer. And one of the things I throw at people, I said, well, you know, it's a two-way street. What do you bring to the table?
Exactly. Now, that's exactly right. The chamber, though, don't ask what the chamber can do for you. Ask, as President Kennedy said, to paraphrase him, ask what you can do for the chamber, because you are the chamber, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we're going to talk about the festivities next week in Meadville, Pennsylvania. And one of their sons is a famous small business owner. Stay with us. Tony after. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. A little bit of Steely Dan for you there. Good music. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm excited about having my buddy Charlie Anderson on the show. Charlie is the president and CEO of the Meadville Western Crawford County Chamber of Commerce, which next Monday, this coming Monday, will be celebrating its 200th anniversary. Think about that, folks, a bicentennial for a Chamber of Commerce. And when Charlie told me about that, I got so excited, and I said, man, you guys got to do a lot of stuff. You got to do some celebrating, and they are doing that. Charlie, you got some big doings next week, don't you?
Yes, we do, Jim. Kicking it off on Monday, of course, with you. That's 200 years to the day.
And by the way, let me, Charlie, tell the audience, folks, I will be broadcasting this show from Meadville, Pennsylvania, at the 200th anniversary of the Chamber of Commerce on Monday. So I'll be up there with you guys, introducing my audience to some of your great folks up there. So I'm looking forward to that. What's happening after that?
We'll kick it off with a luncheon with you as a speaker, a little seminar. We're going to do a little VIP thing with you there to meet our sponsors and some of the good folks, and my board of directors, of course. And
yep.
Then Tuesday, we're doing a political scene. We got somebody from the U.S. Chamber and from the Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce executives, the lobbyists coming in. Those two and myself will be on a forum to talk about what to expect out of the area in taxes and what to expect out of Pennsylvania and out of out of Washington, D.C.
Right.
And there were some business execs going to be there, of course, with their share of questions. Wednesday, we're addressing today the women. We got a high-energy seminar workshop. And as the lady that a lady named Connie Daney that's head of about seven banks, she says, I will not sit through a PowerPoint presentation. This will be a high-energy, interactive. We're getting a bunch of people there.
I wouldn't expect anything less out of the women, Charlie.
Oh, man, this is going to be a dandy. We got guys trying to sign up, and we said, no, no, no. So this is strictly for the ladies. It's a high-energy interactive, and we'll top it off with lunch and a motivation speaker, who is Betsy Mitchell, who was a two-time gold medal swimmer
right.
and in the Olympics, and then she's the athletic director at Allegheny College here in Meadville.
Right.
And Thursday's a town hall meeting on rebuilding small towns. And then Friday is a seminar at the college on business and education. How do we train people for the future? We got a panel on that, everywhere from the college to a manufacturing school. And then Saturday is the bash. We have a facility rented at the local Elks, and we have two bands ready to rock that night. And one of the local grocery stores says, "We'll bake the cake. How big a cake do you want?"
What a great celebration. You know, Charlie, the thing is that I'm so proud of you for celebrating the Chamber of Commerce. You're not just celebrating the Chamber, you're celebrating business, all the businesses that make up the Chamber of Commerce that I know you know. Those businesses who do their work and who create jobs and payroll and help support all the different things that your chamber does that aren't directly related to business, like the arts and other areas, I know that you value the contribution that those great businesses make, and America should do more of that. I think we all should be celebrating this kind of thing all the time.
Well, thank you, and that is exactly my approach. And one of the reasons I want to celebrate and one of the reasons for having a gentleman like yourself there to help us kick it off is I really want to promote business in the region, not just Meadville, but in the whole region.
Right.
And not just business. I mean, we've got some of our members are of the Yarts and the Kiwanis and Rotaries. We have a lot of organizations that belong. And this is a celebration for everybody in our region that here's an organization that started 200 years ago to promote the community and business, and 200 years later, we're on the same mission and doing the same job, and a lot of people are working because of that, and we'll continue to do that. And
Absolutely.
We're using the slogan of a proud past and a promising future.
Well, I like that, and of course, you've been there for 10 years, and I know you've done a wonderful job, a very successful job of growing the chamber. Now, Meadville is in northwest Pennsylvania, right? It's just south of
Erie. We're 40 miles south of Erie, 90 miles north of Pittsburgh, 90 miles east of Cleveland, 100 miles south of Buffalo.
There you go. And that's pretty darn good. And now, before we go, I want to remind folks of something I said earlier, and that is that Eric Hoover is the Small Business Person of the Year.
Correct.
And he's from Meadville, isn't he?
He's from this area, a little town, a little bird right outside of town. He has little shops in about four different areas, a little town called Conneaut Lake and Lionsville. He's got the buildings in each place.
He's a manufacturer, ladies and gentlemen, and it's a national award. The SBA has awarded him. And Charlie, I was there. Were you there when he introduced the president?
No, I was not there at that point.
I was there, and that was the coolest thing. He was so excited. He had no idea he was going to be introducing the President of the United States.
I'll tell you, I've talked to him about that a couple of times. I said, did they let you say, here's George? And he said, no, they had a little script, he says. And he said, he asked me if I was nervous, and he says, I turned to the friend and said, no, are you nervous introducing me?
No, I heard him say that. It was a great one. Hey, Charlie, what is the Meadville Chamber of Commerce website, please?
www.meadvillechamber.com.
Meadvillechamber.com. Meadville, chamber.com.
Yeah, or you can send it to me direct, which is if you do an email to canderson@meadvillechamber.com.
Charlie, congratulations. I'm looking forward to Monday. We're going to have a great time.
Hey, we are, and see if you can get that plane to bring in early enough to catch the game. And
I'm planning on watching the ball game with you. I'll be watching the Super Bowl with you. Hey, thanks, Charlie. Okay. I'll see you Monday,
okay.
Buddy. Charlie Anderson.
Have a great day, and thank you.
Thank you, Charlie. Charlie Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, with the Meadville Chamber of Commerce, 29 after. I'm Jim Blessing Game. I love this job.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.